Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast from iHeart and Radio MD. You can download us anytime from Radio MD. This is the A segment of You, the Owner's Manual. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen. We bring you the latest medical news of the week, but especially what it means to you, and all sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, so I really appreciate them, in addition, sponsoring me on this podcast and sponsoring bringing you the best information we can about health. PersonaNutrition.com or MyPersona, PERSONA.com is their website. The news of the week this week, this is 967A, and by the way, we have a wonderful guest for you on the B, that is the guest of the week segment, the 967B. I don't know if I should tell you who the guest is, but I think I will anyway. By the way, you still have my favorite guest is at 947B, 20 weeks ago, Catherine Eban, author of Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom, and What You Can Do to Get Around the Problem. David Sinclair is our guest next week. He's going to talk about lifespan, superb person, superb scientist, and explains it in easy-to-understand English, why you age and why you don't have to. And Karen Wilson is on this week. She's talking about what's happening with vaping. I think there are over 35 deaths now and a huge number of hospitalizations, but she'll tell us exactly what we think is going on. Last week it was 966B, Dr. Shaberg writing the big book, The Creation of Alcoholics Anonymous, and why that worked. But let's get to the news of the week this week. The first is diseases like the West Nile, equine encephalitis, the tick-borne illnesses, and flesh-borne bacteria are flourishing due to climate change. That is right. The mosquitoes and other ticks are, and tick-borne diseases are coming north, and they're able to get to us. That's a problem, if you will, because they're coming so far north that they are really creating a problem. Even kidney stones. What does it mean? It means you have to wear longer sleeve clothes. If you take your kids out, you want to make sure that they're covered up, and you put DEET on the non-membrane. You don't want to put it in the mouth or the eyes, but or spray it on. You want to push it on and spread it with your fingers, but especially on their clothes. So that's the good news, is that we have stuff now. Even kidney stones are increasing because people in the South are getting dehydrated because of the warmer weather, not drinking enough fluid. Thus, kidney stones are on the rise, and we're seeing that. So the point I want to bring out is diseases like West Nile, equine encephalitis, and the tick-borne illnesses are flourishing. Please do protect yourself. Dengue fever, also known as breakborn fever, outbreaks in Hawaii, Florida, Texas. This never used to be in the north, in our northern hemisphere. Now coming due to both travel, that is, they hitchhike on planes and other ways, and of course, and of other people get it, but the mosquitoes are around and they bring it here.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up, but let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Why is there no Lyme vaccine? Well, it turns out that there are Lyme vaccines for animals, but they can cause severe joint and nerve pain, just like the untreated Lyme disease does. And because it comes so close to humans, that is, humans don't, if you will, do well with severe side effects, and the animals seem to tolerate it a little more, that the human protein mimicking what causes this, that is the OSPA protein, causes this interaction. It's very similar to the protein in our joints, apparently, and that's why there is this cross-reactivity. That's why it's been so hard to get a good vaccine. Now, there is a tick-borne disease working group that Congress established 2.5 years ago, and the National Institute of Health is committing $6 million next year in 2020 to try and bring a vaccine to market. So hopefully we will see better vaccine for Lyme disease. People are on it, but we don't have an answer yet. Optimism, if you're an optimistic person and see the glasses half full, well, this was a analysis of 229,000 people looking at their type of spirit and what happened. Yeah, they have a 50% reduction. So if you see the glass half full, you're half as likely to have heart disease, stroke, or memory loss. It's that big optimism is in this large study. New osteoporosis drug that is put out now available. It's expensive, but is a Medicare Type B, so if you can justify its use, it costs you very low copay. It is Evenity, E-V-E-N-I-T-Y, I think is the spelling of it. It's put out by Amgen. It's exceptional at reducing it decreases resorption of bone, and it increases building of bone. Two types of drugs up to now, those that decrease resorption, and they work, but not very effectively, and those that aggregate bone, which is helpful if you're already osteoporotic, but those, until now, have increased resorption. This is a drug that both decreases resorption, decreases your bone getting thinner, and increases the building of bone. So it turns off osteoclasts, turns on the blasts that make bone. How did they find it? Well, they found people in Africa who had the disease of building strong bones, and then they found out what hormone they were secreting and were able to mimic that in bacteria, and that's what the medicine is that Amgen has found for you. The next story is that diabetics should reduce the heat illness from exercise. Make sure you drink plenty of fluid and don't wear long clothes if you're a diabetic while exercising, because you want to get rid of the sweating, because diabetics have extra problems getting rid of heat. Dog ownership, especially for heart patients, extends life. It does it, if you will, by this study at the Toronto Leadership center at Sinai. They looked at it in heart patients. How long does it give them? It's a about a 2-year life extension from having a dog if you have heart disease, which is pretty darn good. Part of it is you get out and walk it. Part of it is you have a companion in friendship. Maybe it is that people who have dogs are more optimistic and have that benefit. The STD, that is sexually transmitted disease, maybe it's because we aren't educating people about it, but it hit a new high. Maybe it's because of budget cuts at state and local level, resulting in staff reduction. Half of the STD cases occur in people ages 15 to 24 and can lead to health complications such as infertility. So, practice safe sex. If you don't know what that means, go to the CDC's website and look up safe sex. If you can't find it there, go and find safe sex someplace else on the internet. Not the people for safe sex. That probably isn't safe sex on the internet. By the way, the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast that you're listening to, the A section, which is the latest news of the week, and is, as a sponsor, Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my own supplements. Of course, I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, and you can use them too. If you want to have some fun, you can take a free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona.com. What foods are likely to cause acne breakouts? It turns out soda, juices, or syrups, pastries, and chocolate, and other sweets. Yep, it is sugar, as well as, I guess it is sugar, soda, juices, and syrups. Exercise does guard against the heart damage of chemotherapy. So if you worry about cancer in your family and worry you can't do anything to protect it, no. Getting thinner, exercising regularly, eating cruciferous vegetables, talk to your doctor about coffee. It decreases 9 cancers by 20 to 40%. And talk to your doctor about a baby aspirin with a half glass of warm water before and after twice a day. Why twice a day? Because that 34% of us are resistant to the cancer effects of an aspirin, so you want it twice a day. You want it with a half glass of warm water before and afterwards. Why then? Because that will help decrease the side effects of aspirin landing on your stomach lining and causing disease. But this one, that is both, if you will, aspirin and coffee, as well as, and this is really important, that aspirin twice a day, exercise, all decrease that. How does menopause, an early menopause, affect a woman's heart? Well, it turns out that it increases the risk of heart disease in those women. So most important, do exercise that again. Talk to your physician about aspirin, talk to your physician about hormone therapy, but don't take hormone therapy without talking to your physician about estrogen, because the major risk of hormone therapy is clotting. There's new hope for kids with neuroblastoma, and that nerve cell cancer. There is a high-dose chemotherapy plus additional chemotherapy, plus stem cells to rebuild the immune system, and then radiation. This crazy regimen of throwing everything at it seems to be working to get many more cures. If you know of a child who's got cancer, make sure they get to a real specialist in chemotherapy. But the neuroblastoma, we're now seeing much more success with it than ever. The more years of football, the higher odds of the brain disease called CTE later on. Don't let your kids play tackle football before age 14, I would say, but clearly not before age 12. This is You, the Owner's Manual podcast. You've been listening to 967A, the news of the week and what it means to you. Remember, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com, and take the free online assessment to find out about what supplements might be good for you for the long term. Thanks very much to Randall for good engineering. Great engineering, I should say. Let me go once more. Worry about when you walk outside, long-armed and DEET, that is, full clothing. Make sure your socks link with your pants so the tick and the mosquitoes can't bite you. And then make sure you wear DEET to protect against it. Optimism, be optimistic, and exercise both reduce long-term heart disease. Osteoporosis, if you've got it and are not succeeding with one of the other drugs, talk to your doctor about the new drug that both decreases resorption and increases bone, new bone formation. That is Eventy. I have no relationship to them other than to say they did a wonderful job in developing this drug. Thank you very much for doing it. There are measles, and we'll get into what measles does to your immune system later on in one of these podcasts, because it will be a news story of the week. I just saw some articles on it, so we'll get to that, but we don't have that data yet. Remember, the benefits of vaccination, there is a risk, but the benefit is 40,000 to 1, the risk. So it's a lottery you should take almost every time. And learn about protecting yourself from sexually transmitted diseases if you're one of those people who are having or are in the new area looking at sexually transmitting, having sex and don't know as much about what you're doing as you might to protect yourself from sexually transmitted diseases and not in a mutually monogamous relationship, then learn what safe sex is. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for downloading us. We'll be back next week with a new A segment for the latest news of the week, the medical news of the week and what it means to you, and a new B. Our guest next week, the sensational Dr. David Sinclair, talking about how you can live longer and healthier. This week's guest, and you'll want to download that segment from Karen Wilson, 967B, what's happening with vaping and why. Thanks again, and thanks for downloading us.